The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome. Really warm welcome to everybody. Whenever and wherever you might be listening to this. Maybe you're listening to this live while I'm speaking. Maybe it's sometime later in the future. Whenever it is, I'm sending a warm welcome. So for this guided meditation, let's begin by just feeling in to the posture we are in right now. Maybe wiggling a little bit to connect with the body. And I like this expression, to sit and know you're sitting. How does one know that they're sitting? Bringing the awareness to the felt experience of this moment. Might be noticing there are some areas of tension, some areas of pressure, and some areas that don't have anything in particular, don't have any sensations in particular. Maybe we'll begin with the sensations of pressure, where the body meets the chair or cushion. And feeling connected and grounded. And then allowing the attention to go to those areas where there might be a little bit of tightness or tension. Sometimes the shoulders, it can be helpful to bring them up towards the ears and then let them drop a few times. Maybe wiggling the neck a little bit. Sometimes tension is from tightness being held in the same position for a while. So if we can move or wiggle a little bit, it might soften the tension. It might not also, but We can do just a gentle, easy body scan to bring all parts of the body in. Starting with the face. And the eyes and the jaw. Allowing them to relax, soften. The neck and shoulders again. The upper back, lower back, and the front of the torso, the chest, and the belly. Again, feeling the pressure where we're sitting, our backside against the chair or cushion or maybe even couch or bed. And then feeling the right leg. And the left leg. And the feet. It can be really helpful to enliven the feet and to feel grounded and connected to the earth in some kind of way. Through the feet. The right arm and the right hand. And the left arm. And the left hand. Allowing the body to come alive with awareness. It might be that there are uncomfortable sensations. Can we make room for that as well? Without ignoring and without collapsing into them, as best you can. It's not easy. And then allowing the attention to rest on the sensations of breathing. just feeling the inhales and the exhales as they move the abdomen or chest, or maybe as the air goes in and out of the nose. And when the mind wanders, just very simply, gently begin again. Sometimes it can be supportive to bring to mind our connection to practice, our why we practice. And use that as a support to remind ourselves why we do this. Not out of a greed, because we want something in particular. There may be a little flavor of that, but more, it's more supportive if it's out of a love, appreciation, connection to this practice. Can we tap into that? Without a sense of duty or obligation, but maybe some heartfeltness or something like that. Bringing in our connection, appreciation, heartfeltness for practice. Can be a support, can nourish us, can provide some steadiness. Because it's not always easy. periodically tapping into our appreciation, our love, our connection to practice can help provide some steadiness or some rootedness out of which all kinds of beautiful things can flower. And from that flowering can be a support for not only our own lives, but the lives of others around us who meet us, or maybe even indirectly. Because we don't practice just for ourselves. We practice for all beings, everywhere.